Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Hi, I'm talking to my phone and I got it muted. This is Tony Williamson. Glad to be with you as your host today. We've got our technical issues worked out. We're back on the air live this morning with Mr. Bud Nemeth. How are you this morning, Bud?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Tony?
Doing good, my friend. Doing well. It's been an exciting week already. I was visiting one of my merchants yesterday and getting them trained up, and they're getting excited about moving forward with Iolo. Every day we're just continuing to make some progress out in the field, so it's an exciting time.
Hey, Tony, if you don't mind, let's talk about that just a little bit, because I've had some agents talking to me about, you know, what should I do today, or what should be my goals for today, and, you know, my response to that was, you know, you should have a list of goals, and it should be either enroll a merchant today or train a merchant today, or train some of the merchant's employees today, or help that merchant make a sale today. I mean, those are the things that are going to get us paid. Ultimately, we only get paid on sales. So if you're doing stuff every day to help move your merchants to making sales and being productive, that's a good sign. That's what you should be doing. So you said you were at a merchant yesterday training them. Why don't you explain, because I know we have a lot of new people on the phone, why don't you explain what you did during that training session and how important you think that is. What are the ancillary benefits out of being there and training that merchant?
Well, there's definitely, I think, a lot of benefits to that. Number one, you know, we have a tendency, it's just human nature, that we're not going to venture forth into something that we're uncomfortable with. I'm just going to give you a simple example. You know, children today don't think anything as they're growing up because they're into the discovery mode. And we have been taught, okay, that this is good and this is bad. Children, they don't have all that, so they just go discover. So you give them a cell phone, they got to figure it out in about 20 minutes. They know exactly what it'll do. You give that same phone to someone that's older, and they won't touch it. I mean, they really can't figure it out for weeks, if not months, right? Because we're not sure what we're supposed to do until somebody tells us, you know, that's how we've been trained. We're not supposed to do anything until somebody tells us what to do, literally. And that's a big issue. And we need to understand that. I mean, not just for ourselves, but for people that we're working with. So if you're not out there, or at least I'm just going to say how I feel about it, but if I'm not out there showing my merchant, okay, we're going to go right here, and this is how you get in. Well, number one, if they didn't, sometimes they've lost that email or they can't find that email or whatever, but they know what their email address is, and if once we know that they've been set up, if they've forgotten their password, we can always go in there and say, I forgot my password. They'll send them a new password, a new temporary password. So the very first thing I always do is make sure that they know that, and I actually go through that with them, and I let the system generate a new password for them so that they can see that they can always have access to the system. The next thing I do, Bud, then, is take them into the dashboard. Now that we're logged in, and the very first thing I do is change the password to a password, and I make sure that they change it to something that they know they won't forget, that they're going to be familiar with it. And that's the big deal right there. The next thing I do is I show them the calculator. I say, you know, if a customer walks in and he buys a $500 item, put it in here, boom, that's what his payment would be. Now, this is an approximation, but this gives you an idea, that gives them an idea of what their first payment would be to you if they were going to take this home today and they were going to do this through Iolo. Next thing I do is to run through that a few times so that they can get comfortable using that calculator. I want them, I say, now everybody that walks in the door, say, hey, would you like to find out how much? I said, leave this screen up and just let anybody say, hey, if I could rent something today, you know, and I could do that and keep my cash in my pocket, if I'm eligible to rent it today, you know, what would that look like? Well, give me an idea. Here's a $500 phone, or here's $1,000 worth of wheels and tires, whatever it is. And let them see the number and let them work with that in their mind. You know, I'm helping my merchant to understand that this is a new product for the people that are walking into it, for a lot of people. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have competitors that have already gone out there and conditioned or trained merchants to a big degree, and many customers that are out there. They are starting to become familiar that rent-to-own is a viable option, and they're kind of looking for it now. Some customers are, but by and large, most customers are not. So the merchants are responsible now to pass on this training, this education to their customers. If they're not doing this for their customers, you know, if they're waiting till this is the last option, really, honestly, I think that's too late. In other words, my point is, I had one merchant, Bud, that had sold a customer $2,000 worth of wheels and tires. Well, hallelujah, that's a great sale. And then the customer goes, oh, well, can you finance it for me? He's like, oh, well, I don't know if I can do that, right? Well, he ran them through our system. Well, this customer came back, and he was only eligible for $950. Well, $900, that's a great, you know, you should be able to get, let's be honest, you know, unless your ego's in the way, you should be able to get some nice wheels and tires on your car for about $1,000, or at least some nice wheels or tires, excuse me, either one. But the point is, you know, now we're trying to downsell the customer. So, you know, I took that lesson to train that merchant to say, look, find out what your customers can do first before you try to sell them. Because if they come in low, then now you know that you're not trying to sell them something that they can't afford or they can't get or that Iolo will not approve them for on a rent-to-own basis. Because, you know, most of the time, you know, when they're asking for this, they don't have credit card, you know, they don't have any money left on the credit cards, or they don't have credit or whatever the case may be. So this is an important first step, Bud. So that's one of the most important things I think that I'm trying to educate my merchants is to get their customers on board and let them run the numbers. Let them find out for themselves right now. Then the second thing is, once they've got that number, now the merchant knows what they can sell to. In other words, if they've got $950 worth of rent-to-own option, he can upsell his customers up to that amount and be very comfortable that it's already been approved. And that gives him something to work with as well. Then the next thing is I take them to the screen, the application screen, and I show them where it says, you know, to a new applicant, right? And I pull up that screen, and we talk and walk through all of those fields that are there. And if you add them all up, you can see very quickly that it's a single page. We're looking for their name, right, their address, their social, their email address, their date of birth. We're looking for their phone number, of course, and we're also looking for their employer, you know, how much they make on a monthly basis, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're also asking for their checking account information, which would be their routing number and their account number. And really, that's about it. I mean, it's not complicated. It's not a long, drawn-out process. And then I let the merchant know that now when this happens, when we hit the go button here, then, you know, within a few minutes, we're going to come back with some options, okay? It would be either pending, and as soon as you hit the button, it's going to say pending, so that's the first status that we're going to look at. And we're in time, and as long as we're in pending status, then that means that we're working on it, right? Within a few minutes, literally within just a few minutes, the status should change to either approved or denied or holding, right? Now, if it's on hold, I say, you know, go ahead and tell your customer, you know, there's something that the company, Iolo, is going to contact you about because there's something about our information here that doesn't balance out, and they'll call you and contact you and help, you know, try to help you work that out. So I'm going to let them go ahead and leave my store because I don't want them hanging around. They don't need to be hanging around. But as long as it's in the pending status, I say, you know, go ahead and help them hang out with you, you know, doing whatever they need to do here, because it's only going to be a few minutes and they're going to get a status change. Now, if it comes back denied, obviously that takes care of itself. But we know that most of our customers' applications come back. We have a high approval rate, you know, 75%, 80% or higher people are going to come back accepted in just in a few minutes. And then once they're accepted, now they can go ahead and pick out what they want up to that amount. And this seems to give the merchant, Bud, a very good level of comfort about how the system works at that point. So that's kind of where I'm at yesterday with my merchant as I was training him for the very first time.
Can you hear me, Tony? It's Donnie.
Yeah, I got you, Donnie.
Oh, okay.
Did we lose that?
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, you know, because, you know, I'm out there, you know, part-time and doing the best I can trying to train my people. I don't know if you know, but if you could help me out with this, as far as, you know, once you go through this process of, you know, training them and you show them that application site, is there something we could do, Bud, that maybe we could create a site to where us guys out in the field can go through that process of after that, you know, application has been filled out, there's really no place for us to go forward with our merchant to show them step by step other than the video. Is there anything we could create that would be like a hands-on while we're over there going through this with the merchant and their employees that we could, kind of like, I don't know what I'm reaching for, like a dummy site that we could go through the whole process and hands-on as opposed to just the video?
Like a mock-up site or something like that, Donnie?
Yeah, something that we could literally hands-on go through those.
Yeah, demo site.
There you go. That would be the word for it. I was brain dead there for a second.
It's pretty early, Donnie. Yeah, that is on the table. We are looking at having a demo site that we can do just that, but we're also creating right now very short videos, screencasts and such that cover that, so that, again, that's duplicatable. Not every agent in the field will be able to do that demo site. Not every agent will do it the same. So we are going to have a series of short videos that explain each step of the process for the merchant and for you, the agents, to work with those merchants. And that's some of the things that are being done behind the scenes right now.
Beautiful. I assume there was. I mean, you guys do it. Corporate's doing such a great job of, you know, moving this forward and progressing it forward for all of us out in the field. I mean, I know – yeah, I don't think the corporate was ready to have hundreds and hundreds of agents at this point, but hey, it is what it is, and those guys are doing a tremendous job of making these changes that we request and doing the things that we ask. I mean, they listen to us in the field. So you guys out there, definitely, you know, get in that back office. If you've got any questions, you know, send them over. You know, they'll help you out, and they'll take care of it.
Absolutely. Okay, so Tony, let's get back to your thing yesterday. How did you leave it with the merchant? Did you train all the staff at the same time, or was that just the merchant?
Well, he had one other staff agent there, and he had him busy taking care of customers while I was training him. And then I told him, you know, about here's where the trainings and the videos that are in the emails. And he had another little ancillary room there that was hooked up to like a flat screen TV with an internet connection. I said, you know, so here's where you come in here and watch these videos, and then take your other guy, whose name was Tony, too, who's interesting. I said, take Tony over there. I said, be sure that he goes through the training and watches the videos, and then I'll stop in either later this week or early next week if you need me. If you've got customers here, you know, at least reach out to me. If I'm anywhere near the area, you know, I'll stop in, kind of help you get through this first couple of contracts. You know, some of my other merchants, Bud, that they, you know, by the time they got through their second contract, they had it, you know, they were done. I mean, they had it figured out. You know, they had no trouble moving forward and continuing to write more contracts. I mean, it really isn't complicated, but it goes back to this thing that I started out with, Bud, is if somebody's not teaching us, we're conditioned to believe we're supposed to be taught something, so we don't want to do something until somebody teaches us. And we're just conditioned to be, you know, that's just the way we are. You know, we've been going to school since we were in kindergarten, and that's, no, don't do anything until the teacher tells you what to do next. And then that's conditioned, you know, and so we need to recognize, we need to recognize that as agents in the field, you know.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today, Tony, is, you know, service after the sale. And I think the big key here is most of us come from a sales background to where we have honed our skills up to the point where we're awesome at closing, and you close the deal or close the sale. And that's fantastic in traditional sales. But Iola is so much different. We've talked about this time and time again. When the sale, I mean, normally when you close the sale, that means you get paid. So in Iola, it's important to understand that enrolling a merchant is not closing the sale. That's not the deal. That's not what we do. That's not only what we do. Now, obviously, we have to be able to enroll merchants, but what you did yesterday with that merchant is getting closer to closing the sale. When we close the sale, when we enroll a merchant in Iola, we're actually opening the sale. We're opening the relationship. We're opening the partnership. And it's our job to get all that staff, that whole entire store, up to par so that they can make the sales for us. And the great thing about that is it's not a one-time sale. They're going to be making sales hopefully every day and every week and every month, month after month. So initially in the first 30 to 60 days, very important that, you know, you understand the sale is not enrolling the merchant. But if you want to look at it that way, then it's the service after the sale that we need to focus on until we get everybody up to speed. And, you know, you can tell your merchant, hey, listen, I'll be here as long as it takes. You know, for some merchants I work with, that's a few days. Some it's a few weeks. It doesn't matter if it's a few months. Until I feel that your whole staff is comfortable and confident using Iola and sharing this with your customers for your benefit, then I'm going to be here and I'm going to be available to you. Once everybody's up to par, you don't need me, that's fine. I'll just stop by every once in a while and drop off some coffee and donuts. But right now, this first 30 to 60 days, it's critical that my responsibility is to make sure that you and your staff are comfortable and confident in using our program. So very good stuff, Tony, and I think it just, you know, it's so important and powerful that we understand it's not just about enrolling the merchant. If you want to make money, and again, people are making money now, and that's because there's merchants that are making sales to their customers with Iola.
Well, I agree with you 100%. The other thing I just want to mention too, Bud, is that I did talk to him about point-of-sale material, you know, that he would be receiving some point-of-sale material and that I would also be, you know, getting some coming in as well, and I would be stopping by and talking to him about strategic locations to put the posters up, the banners up. In fact, that, you know, that I would at some point in the near future would like to maybe introduce a banner for his, you know, for a showroom floor, you know, so he put up a standing banner up there, as well as the table tent, you know, ads. And I gave him some extra copies of the flyer that I actually gave him originally, you know, don't lose another sale flyer. And I said, until you get the point of sale materials, you know, put these out on your countertops, and here, put these out here, which is so the customer can see this is what they need. If they want to do a rent-to-own option, they just need to be, you know, 21 years old. They need to have an income of $1,000. They need to have a checking account at least 6 months. You know, that form is right there. And so I'm giving him extra copies of the form. I'm giving him extra copies of the PDF and just letting him set them around in the front showroom floor area so people are looking at them. When they come in, they're looking at phones and they're looking at the top of the counter. Oh, what's that? You know, they can pick it up and look at it. Oh, rent a home. Oh, I can get, oh, you got this. You know, because right now, until those other point-of-sale materials are in there, you know, he doesn't have anything to advertise or promote this to his customers other than, you know, word of mouth. So, you know, that's just another point, you know, I just wanted to share, Bud, that I took the opportunity to do that as well.
Sure. That's great. And a quick update, Tony. I'll give you a few updates. First of all, let's talk about point of sale. Still working on that. Don't have any definitive dates except for it's happening and it's very close. And hopefully we can finalize that today. You know, the company that we hired to do that, like I say, works with some of the top companies around the country. So it's, you know, we have to make sure we can get our time with them, and that's what we're still working on today. A couple of updates. The the radio show, folks, if you're on the radio show, I'm preaching to the choir, okay? If you're listening to this recorded broadcast on iolaradio.com, I'm preaching to the choir. But here's what I would suggest you do. Make sure that you, if you have started to build an agency and you have any agents in your business and you're on this call, check with them and make sure that they're listening to the radio show. We have so much information shared on a daily basis that not only keeps everyone up to date and up to speed, but also, you know, gives them great training tools and tips and strategies to go out and be successful. But give me an example. I spoke with an agent yesterday who lives in the state of Washington, and he didn't realize that he could enroll merchants in Washington because when we first opened up and had the resources page in the back office, Washington was one of those states that you could not enroll merchants. But you can now, and he didn't know that. It's been that way for, you know, what, a month now or 3 weeks, and he did not know that. So he's thrilled and excited, but I suggested, you know, I understand not everybody can be live on the radio show, but that's why we have this resource. That's why, you know, if you're going to be an agent, invest 30 minutes a day in your business if you can, and listen to that radio show, even in the background while you're doing something else, at least, you know, once a day, or catch up, get two a day if you missed one, that you can be up to date on the latest stuff that's on. Also, Tony, after the show today, we're going to post two documents in your back office. One is a payment schedule. It's a monthly payments schedule. So since we don't have access to that calculator, it's just a handy quick reference guide, and it kind of shows, you know, if the item is this much, here's your monthly payments. And right now, again, you know we're at 9 months, so this is set for 9 months. But as that changes, it's not to replace the calculator. It's just a quick reference guide for the merchants. That's not something that you need to do to go show all of your merchants these are the payments. Unless they ask, you can have that available. But, again, don't talk yourself out of the merchant. Don't talk the merchant out of enrolling by giving them too much information, more than they need, more than, you know, an analysis by paralysis type thing. Just give them the basics, let them roll up, and let them enroll, excuse me, and see how the system works and get some cash, make some sales, and they'll be happy. But we do have a quick reference guide that's available. We also have a savings schedule. And this really promotes our any-day payoff option, which shows them how much money they'll save. Give you an example, $500 item, and it shows them if they pay it off after the first payment, how much money they'll save after the second, after the third, all the way down to the end. So two great documents. Look for those in your under your resources tab under marketing materials or agent documents will be in there somewhere. Also, quick update. On yesterday's call, we had a few questions. I'm going to answer one of those, and that was, Tony, what happens if an agent quits? What happens to that merchant and, I guess, that merchant sales? Well, for the life of me, I went over and over that and asked them other folks, why on earth would somebody quit? It didn't cost them any money to get in. They're not paying a monthly fee every month, so I don't know why they would actually contact corporate and say, you know, I quit, get my name out of that system and whatever. But if there is a situation where that happens, then that merchant, I believe we've talked about it, will simply roll up to the person who introduced them to the business. Since we are a unilevel compensation plan, Tony, if you enrolled me and I enrolled 100 merchants or 5 merchants that are producing, it doesn't matter, and I quit for whatever reason, then I guess my merchants would now become your merchants. So I guess everything would just move up one generation, and that's the answer I got on that. A couple other questions we had we wanted to get clarification on, Social Security number, SIM cards and stuff. I'm going to reserve that information to be shared with you by our president, founder, and CEO, Mr. Alan Hanke, who has about 5 to 7 minutes he can share with us. He's got meetings scheduled right after this call, but he did want to come on and share some quick updates. So, Tony, if you can find him on your board, please welcome our president, CEO, and founder, Mr. Alan Hanke.
Well, there you go, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you, gentlemen? Doing great.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thanks for inviting me to the call today. I do have some quick announcements to make. I appreciate everybody's patience in letting me address everybody. Can you hear me okay, bud?
Yes, I hear you fine. I just muted myself out.
Okay, great. Great, thank you. So a lot was discussed today. A lot of processes were talked about, and I think this radio show is really turning into a great way to allow folks to really bring this business out to the merchants. And with that, we do take the suggestions that we hear from this radio show and others that we get from input@iolo.net and try and incorporate those in our business model every single day. We are a growing company, growing faster than we ever thought. Of course, that comes with some things that will allow us to really make a big market impact in the future. But I want to talk specifically about a few items this morning to allow agents to do some great things out and let them know what corporate's doing as well as far as increasing the availability of our product in the marketplace. And one of those is the new API is now completed for the merchant application. We're going to go ahead and heat that up, turn it up today, which will allow folks with the Social Security number doing business as and or FEIN to be separated to allow you to better sign up merchants if either of those folks have any challenges. We're going to put a new page up in the front that explains exactly what's required on the merchant application before you start filling it out, so there's no surprises as you go through. And this will allow you to more expeditiously sign up merchants and have the system available to use not only on an internet basis, but incorporated into our systems here at our office much, much faster by that API. So we will be separating that. We will be putting that out today, and it is tested, and it works flawlessly at this point. So we're happy to announce that. Also with that, again, your suggestions have helped us. There are many stores that have multiple locations and multiple checking accounts. The system was originally set up to only allow one checking account, regardless of the number of merchants. That has now been fixed. We will allow you to upload separate checks for each location if, in fact, that becomes something that you need to do. More importantly than that, there's some other things that have come up. Our customer service hours, as Bud talked about, I think yesterday and on Friday, have now been expanded to better serve everybody. We're open on Sunday now to better serve our merchants and their customers, and we're getting processing done much, much faster. Our new APIs are done for our vetting process. We're now vetting customers faster than we ever have before. And as most of you know, if you're in touch with your merchants, a lot of the holds for bank forms have also been reduced significantly. We've seen a 30% reduction in the amount of holds from application standpoint, barring additional information. Commissions are in the back office. As you well know, those of you who have gotten a commission and already has it posted in their back office, we are now complete with the API, the same as the merchant API, is the same API we're using to bring information from your from our systems for sales information into your back office. Hopefully we'll launch that later on this week so you'll be able to see not only the number of merchants that you have in your portfolio, but the sales that they make as well. When I walked in this morning, the IT guys were already here testing that process. It looks pretty cool, so look out for here in the next couple of days because that's going to be an exciting time, so you'll be able to see that somewhat close to real time. We are also incorporating some new processes. This comes from customer suggestions. We are getting paid right now via ACH. We're looking at instituting a credit card option to pay for folks that don't have their checkbooks with them at the point of sale. That's going to be another great option. We're working on that. It's not here today, but we are working on incorporating some credit card processes in there to help the merchants. Invoices and the SIM cards. I know the SIM cards came up yesterday. I hope you're going to be really excited about this. The SIM cards, we've been able to negotiate even a better special on the SIM cards. If you would like to purchase SIM cards, please send an email with that request and the number of SIM cards you would like to purchase to N Lopez, it's N-L-O-P-E-Z, at I-O-L-O-I-T.com. Again, it's N Lopez, or N-L-O-P-E-Z, at IOLOIT.com with your request, the number of SIM cards, and you'll get a PayPal invoice for you to go ahead and take care of that transaction. But more importantly than that, we've been able to negotiate a better deal on those. So if you're purchasing anywhere from 1 to 9 SIM cards, the price will be $10 each. Again, 1 to 9 SIM cards, the price will be $10 each. If you're purchasing 10 or more SIM cards, regardless of the number after that, they're only going to be $5 each. So 10 or more SIM cards at $5 each, you're free to use those for yourselves personally. Go out and mark those up and sell those on the street, however you want to do that. I think that's a great option that we were able to provide for you to go through. I did hear earlier on the testing site and demo site, that's a great point. I think that's a great option to have. We do have a testing site today. I will talk to the IT guys today to see if we can start getting some blanket usernames and passwords and distribute that to everybody. So if you are at a merchant and you feel the need to go through that instead of just the video, we will allow access to that, and I'll see if I can get that done sometime today, and we'll put that in your back office and announce it on tomorrow's call. So just a quick update from corporate, some great things that are going on, not to underscore all the other great things that are going on. One really important thing I want to talk about today is, to close this out, but is the merchant payments. And that has been something that we've been working on to increase the speed of the past few weeks and the past few months. We had a meeting last night and a talk about it this morning. We're going to talk about it more today. And our current policy is 24 to 48 hours to process the merchant payments. We're going to try and get that to same-day payments from a processing standpoint, hopefully by this next week. If we can get this API tested that we just incorporated, that will allow us to pay merchants much, much faster to allow better results out in the field. Again, we know merchants are the lifeblood to our business. They're the ones that bring us the customers, and we want to make sure that they're treated to the best of our ability. So we're working on some ways to get them their payments much, much faster than historically we have in the past, especially from our promise to, from 24 to 48 hours. So, but I'll close right there. I'll take a question or two from you if you have it. But, I only have a couple of minutes to go.
Hey, Alan, this is Donnie. Yeah. I had a quick question for you, if you don't mind. If it's okay,
sure.
Ben, I didn't mean to cut you off like that. Just real quick about the EIN number. The EIN number, with those merchants that have already completed the application but stopped at that point, do we need to go back through this all over again with them or have them contact corporate, or how would we go about getting them to go ahead and use that EIN number as opposed to Social Security?
We'll go back through and parse all the applications that were not complete. We will have our customer service staff and our dealer support staff go through each of those and contact that merchant on your behalf and make sure we have at least a completed application from them up until that point, Donnie. So we'll do that on your behalf to make sure it gets done.
Man, thank you so much. You guys are so great, you know, doing the work for me. I can't complain there for sure.
Part of what we do.
Alan, the only thing I wanted to add or to have you clarify, when you say process the funds, in 24 to 48 hours, that's something that we have to do at the back end at corporate. That doesn't mean it will be in our merchant's account in 24 hours necessarily. Could you just explain that? Because we've had a couple of misunderstandings on that.
Yes, I will. Currently today, the way the process works is when we get a merchant payment that processes through our system, those are accounted for on a daily basis, and once a day a batch is sent to the processor that allows those payments to be removed from our account and processed into the merchant account via the ACH or automated clearinghouse system. Typically, in the past, it has taken us about 24 to 48 hours to reconcile that process on our end, and then that payment is initiated, let's just use 48 hours as an example, to process through. Then the ACH system takes over from there. Once the ACH system takes the money out of our bank, they process it into the merchant's bank, and that typically is the next day, so that would be the 72nd hour day. If their bank is a large national bank, you know, one of the most widely recognized banks, top 5, top 10, they mostly process those ACH and put it in a pending status that same day as the 72-hour day. However, if they are a smaller bank or they work in a national bank or a credit union or a regional bank, then those processes could take an additional day. So what we've noticed in the past is, let's just imagine a merchant getting a customer contract on a Monday. We would then process that either Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday morning, but our processor wouldn't do it until Thursday. And in fact, it could be Friday before the merchant gets that money into their bank account. We're trying to speed that process up right now by the new API process that would allow us to process the merchant payments the same day, which would allow them to collect their money from a cash basis in their account within that 24 to 48 hour period. So that's where we hope to get in this next week.
Awesome. Thank you for the clarification. And I know you can't stick around and take questions. I know you've got other meetings to do, but I appreciate you. We all appreciate you and everybody at corporate and the things you continue to do for us on a daily basis behind the scenes. Thank you so much. And, Tony, that's all I have. You want to any last question for Alan?
No, Alan. Well, I had one real quick. If you have another minute to respond, we have a lot of new agents that are continuing to join us on the radio show pretty much every day, and they may not have heard any chatter in the past about the SIM cards. Would you mind, Alan, sharing with the audience what would be your recommendation for the best use of those SIM cards if somebody want to take advantage of this offer? Alan, you there?
Alan, are you there?
No, we might have lost him.
We may have, Tony. Let's get that email address for those SIM cards again, and any questions I'm sure can be answered there, but it's N Lopez, stands for Nelson Lopez, N Lopez, NLOPEZ, at IOLOIT.com, IOLOIT.com. And again, those are one, if you're going to order 1 through 9 SIM cards, Alan said it was $10, which is amazing, but if you're going to order 10 or more, those SIM cards are $5 a piece. Awesome.
So, Bud, since Alan jumped off, why don't you, share your thoughts on what's the good use of this offer on these SIM cards that the new agents in the field may not have heard about this even being available before now?
Well, for me personally, to have, when we're out in the field and we have a tablet or a laptop or whatever you're using, it's important that you have an internet connection, especially now with the new IOLOMerchant.com website, because literally, Tony, just about everything you would need is available at that website. So I want to make sure I have internet access, and I don't want to rely on the store having it. Most of them do, but they don't all necessarily have it open. So you have to wait until you get, until you get the password or whatever. But if I personally to use it and have internet access on my tablet that I use to go through the website and the presentation and everything, all the FAQs with the merchant, that's a benefit to me. So for $10 a month, I have internet access with my tablet. And again, that's unlimited. I think the first gig is 4G and then the rest of it goes down to 3G. But regardless, that's one of the primary ways to use it. The other great way to use it is you can actually use it for your phone service, because those cards come with a phone number assigned to it. So if you already have a number like a Google type number that, somebody's going to call that number and then it rings to another number, it doesn't matter what the phone number on that SIM card is, if you're using a Google Voice number. So I can literally just change, if you buy 10 of those, Tony, you can change it every month in your phone. Instead of, if you take that same card that you buy for $5 or $10 and then go out to renew it or reload it someplace, it's going to cost you $40 to do that, because it's a $40 a month program. Unlimited voice, unlimited text, and unlimited data, with the first gig being 4G. But so you can actually use that for your own personal phone service. I actually have my mom and dad, I'm actually using that for them. So I'm going to use that for them, and they're going to be basically paying $5 a month for I'm paying $5 a month for my mom and dad's phone service with their cell phone, because, I've got them Google Voice numbers, and it can just – and you can – if you want to keep your existing number, you can actually port that to a Google Voice to Google, and that way you can keep that same number and then, change those SIM cards. So – great. And then, we have some people that are using them for incentives, for contests, for their agents and or for their stores, to say, hey, whoever makes $1,000 in sales this month, I'm going to give you a free month of phone service or, tablet service unlimited. So it's worth that $5 or $10 to use that as an incentive. It's a $40 value. And then there's other people, Tony, who have an outlet for those that will sell those cards for, you know, $20, half price of what you would pay, and you're only paying $5 or $10 for those. So there's actually a way for agents to make some money if they have that avenue or that, you know, that source. Some of our agents actually deal in those arenas and have an option to move some of those cards. So there's no wrong way to use them, Tony. It's just, you know, we got to get them in our hands before we can use them. So thankful that we have an email address now to order those.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, bud. I'll tell you what, let's just take one call tonight, this morning rather, and wrap it up. Let's go to area code 740, the last four digits, 3478. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Roy from Ohio again. I was wondering if we could have a I was under the impression that I was the only IOLA agent in my little community here. But I was wondering, is there a way to reach out? Is anyone out there that wants to reach out to me? I'm in a little community in Lancaster, Ohio, up close to Columbus, Ohio. Then do Roy Lee Campbell on Facebook. I would like to connect now and sit down. We can actually brainstorm together if that would be possible. So I was wondering if there's a way that we can like, go to the back office and see where our people are. Because the reason being, I went into the pawn shop, and I know the family, but she said, hey, you know, someone just left out of here the other day. It would be nice if you let your company know that if you have all these agents shooting around and y'all don't have any territory. And I said, well, ma'am, this is a brand new company, you know, so we don't have that. But anyway, so she said it kind of threw her off because he just walked in and threw a flyer at her and walked out. And I was like, wow. So is there any way we can do to fix that?
Well, that's a great question. Let me
Go ahead, bud.
Let me address that. First of all, we cannot put your information out to the rest of the agents in the field, and we're not going to do that. And there's specific privacy reasons we can't do that. But more importantly, in the past, in other companies, there's people that will take advantage of that. So, you know, you can work with all the agents in your agency and stuff, but outside of that, that's not something that we're going to do from a corporate level and expose information from one agent's people to another, because sometimes that doesn't result in good outcomes. People will try to take those people and cross-recruit them into something else and this and that, so we just can't do that. As far as the territories, let me address that. We very specifically did not assign territories, and there's multiple reasons for that. But one is because, you know, if we assign an agent a territory and then they don't go out and do the work, that's not fair to the merchants. A couple of benefits I personally think about having multiple agents in one area is just because of what you said. That one agent that went out and just stuck a flyer on the desk and left, you know, listen, the merchant has the option to work with anybody they want. Just because the store is across the street from your house and just because you dropped the flyer off doesn't mean that merchant's going to want to do business with you. They're going to want to do business with somebody who is going to commit to them and work with them and go hand in hand with them and help train their staff and stuff like that. So you get to sell yourself. But if you go in as an IOLA agent and someone else goes in, and next week someone else goes in, and after three or four times of this happening, these merchants may take a serious look at it. And then again, they're going to have a taste in their mouth about how did this person look when they came in? Were they presentable? Were they fresh? Professional? Were they friendly? Who would I want to work with out of, you know, they may have several flyers, they may have several business cards, but ultimately the more exposure they get to IOLA, eventually someone's going to stop and take a look at it. And like I've said in the past, when we do have the point where you can have the customers pre-approve themselves online and have see the stores in their area, you know, but when they approve themselves online and they go into their favorite store and they say, hey, I don't know, I'm pre-approved for $1,500 with IOLA. Do you guys take that here? And when the merchant says, no, we don't, that's okay, I'll just go across the street. When they know they're losing sales, they're going to scramble to find those business cards or flyers that were left behind. Or, again, if you're there, you know, it's just like real estate agents, you know, stay in front of them. Stop once a week. Stop once a month. send them an email, drop them off a flyer, drop them off the and that way you're on the front of their mind when it comes to Iolo. So it is a contest. There is a friendly competition out there that if you've got more than one Iolo agent in an area, then, you know, you got might want to step up your game a little bit because somebody's going to go talk to those merchants eventually. If you're not doing it, I don't care if it's the business across the street from you, eventually somebody's going to talk to them about Iolo. I hope.
I think you're right.
You want to
somebody
add?
Somebody will eventually talk to him about Iolo, no doubt. Well, Bud, it's been a great show, man, and I'm really excited about the news that Alan shared with us today, and I'm sure everybody in the field is. We got a lot of people with their hands raised, but we're going long. So let's wrap it up, Bud. I'm going to give you the last word again today.
Cut. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, you know.
That's the last word. We'll see everyone tomorrow. And, Tony, we should be having some fun.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Bud.
We should have some. I said hopefully we'll have some great guests on the show for the rest of the week. So stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
All right, man.
And go help a merchant.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Bud. Thanks so much. And thanks again, Donnie, for all your hard work in the background, my brother. We will be back on the air tomorrow morning. Excited to be with you. See you then.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.